You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Concept of the Messiah. Messiah is a term used in the Hebrew Bible to describe priests and kings who are traditionally anointed with the holy anointing oil as described in Exodus 30 verses 22 through 25. In Jewish eschatology, the term came to refer to a future Jewish king from the Davidic line who will be anointed with holy anointing oil and rule the Jewish people during the Messianic Age. The Talmud extensively details the advent of the Messiah and describes a period of freedom and peace, which will be the time of ultimate goodness for the Jews and for all mankind. Throughout Jewish history, Jews have compared these passages, among others, to contemporary events in search of signs of the Messiah's immediate arrival, continuing into present times. The Talmud tells us many stories about the Messiah, some of which represent famous Talmudic rabbis as receiving personal visitations from Elijah the prophet and the Messiah. One Jewish understanding of the Messiah is based on the writings of Maimonides. His views on the Messiah are discussed in his Mishneh Torah. One of the 13 principles listed in the Mishneh Torah refers to the belief in the coming of the Messiah. I believe with full faith in the coming of the Messiah, and even though he tarries, with all that, I await his arrival with every day. Maimonides also writes, the anointed king is destined to stand up and restore the Davidic kingdom to its antiquity, to the first sovereignty. He will build the temple in Jerusalem and gather the strayed ones of Israel together. All laws will return in his days as they were kept before. Sacrificial offerings are offered, and the sabbatical years and jubilees are kept, according to all its precepts that are mentioned in the Torah. Whoever does not believe in him, and whoever does not wait for his coming, not only does he defy the other prophets, but also the Torah and Moses our teacher. For the Torah testifies about him thus, and the Lord your God will return your returned ones, and will show you mercy, and will return and gather you. If your strayed one shall be at the edge of heaven, and he shall bring you. Deuteronomy 30 verses 3 through 5. These words that are explicitly stated in the Torah encompass and include all the words spoken by all the prophets. In the section of Torah referring to Bilam too, it is stated, and there he prophesied about the two anointed ones. The first anointed one is David, who saved Israel from all of their oppressors, and the last anointed one will stand up from among his descendants and save Israel in the end days. This is what he says in Numbers 24 verses 17 through 18. I see him, but not now. This is David. I behold him, but not near. This is the anointed king. A star has shot forth from David, from Jacob. This is David. And a brand will rise up from Israel. This is the anointed king. And he will smash the edges of Moab. This is David. As it states, and he struck Moab and measured them by rope. 2 Samuel 8 verse 2. And he will uproot all children of Seth. This is the anointed king, of whom it is stated, and his reign shall be from sea to sea. Zechariah 9 verse 10. And Edom shall be possessed. This is David. Thus, and Edom became David's as slaves. 1 Samuel 8 verse 6. And Seir shall be possessed by its enemy. This is the anointed king. Thus, and Savior shall go up Mount Zion to judge Mount Esav, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Obadiah 1 verse 21. And by the towns of refuge it states, and if the Lord your God will widen up your territory, you shall add on for you another three towns. Deuteronomy 19 verses 8 and 9. Now this thing never happened, and the Holy One does not command in vain. But as for the words of the prophets, this matter needs no proof, as all their books are full with this issue. Do not imagine that the anointed king must perform miracles and signs and create new things in the world, or resurrect the dead, and so on. The matter is not so, for Rabbi Akiva was a great scholar of the sages of the Mishnah, and he was the assistant warrior of the king Bar Kokhba, and claimed that he was the anointed king. He and all the sages of his generation deemed him the anointed king, until he was killed by sins. Only since he was killed, they knew that he was not. The sages asked him neither a miracle nor a sign. And if a king shall arise from among the house of David, studying Torah and indulging in commandments like his father David, according to the written and oral Torah, and he will impel all of Israel to follow it and to strengthen breaches in its observance, and will fight Hashem's wars, this one is to be treated as if he were the anointed one. If he succeeded and built a holy temple in his proper place, and gathered the dispersed ones of Israel together, this is indeed the anointed one for certain, and he will mend the entire world to worship the Lord together, as it is stated, "For then I shall turn for the nations a clear tongue, to call all in the name of the Lord, and to worship him with one shoulder." Zephaniah 3, verse 9. But if he does not succeed to this degree, or he is killed, it becomes known that he is not this one of whom the Torah has promised us, and he is indeed like all proper and wholesome kings of the house of David who died. The Holy One, blessed be he, only set him up to try the publicly by him thus. Some of the wise men will stumble in clarifying these words, and elucidating and interpreting when the time of the end will be, for it is not yet the designated time. Daniel 11, verse 35. The Jewish Messiah will be a man, and not a demigod, or God incarnate. He will come once, and only once. There will be no second coming. The belief in an eventual Messiah, Mashiach ben David, who will be the last king and ruler of Israel, is an ancient belief. There is a belief that a potential Messiah is born in every generation. Most scholars believe that it is the conduct of humankind that will determine when the Messiah will arrive. Who will the Messiah be? He must be Jewish, Deuteronomy 17 verse 15 and Numbers 24 verse 17. He must be descended from David through Judah, Genesis 49 verse 10, and through Solomon, 1 Chronicles 22 verses 9 and 10, Jeremiah 23 verse 5, Ezekiel 34 verses 23 through 24, and chapter 37 verses 21 through 28, Isaiah 11 verses 1 through 9, Jeremiah 30 verses 7 through 10 and chapter 33 verses 14 through 16, and Hosea 3 verses 4 and 5. He will be well versed in halacha and will observe the mitzvot, Isaiah 11 verse 2. He will be the perfect judge, able to see beyond words and appearances, Isaiah 11 verses 2 and 3. He will be able to vanquish evil at a word, Isaiah 11 verse 4. He will be the king of an independent and recognized Israel, Isaiah 11 verse 10. What will happen when the Messiah arrives? Elijah will precede the Messiah and announce his arrival, Malachi 3 verses 23 through 24. With the coming of the Messiah will be the physical ingathering of Judah from the four corners of the earth, Isaiah 11 verse 12, 27 verses 12 and 13, and chapter 43 verses 5 and 6, Jeremiah 16 verse 15, and chapter 23 verse 3, Zechariah 10 verse 6, and Ezekiel 37 verses 21 and 22. There will be the reestablishment of the Holy Temple, Micah 4 verse 1, Ezekiel 37 verses 26 through 28, and Isaiah 33 verse 20. There will be worldwide peace, Isaiah 2 verse 4, Micah 4 verse 3, and Ezekiel 39 verse 9. In the Messianic age, the entire world will believe in Hashem, Isaiah 2 verse 4, chapter 11 verse 9, and chapter 40 verse 5, Zephaniah 3 verse 9, Jeremiah 31 verse 33, Zechariah 8 verse 3, and chapter 14 verses 9 and 16. The Jews will be sought for spiritual guidance, Zechariah 8 verse 23. death will cease, Isaiah 25, verse 8, and the dead will be resurrected, Isaiah 26, verse 19, Daniel 12, verse 2, and Ezekiel 37, verses 12 and 13. The enemy dead will be buried, Ezekiel 39, verse 12. The nations will help the Jews materially, Isaiah 60, verse 5, 10, and through 12, and chapter 61, verse 6. Each tribe of Israel will receive its inheritance, Ezekiel 47, verses 13 through 14. Eternal joy and gladness will characterize the Jewish nation, Isaiah 51, verse 11. The Egyptian river will run dry, Isaiah 11, verse 15. Trees will yield new fruit monthly in Israel, Ezekiel 47, verse 12. The nations will recognize the wrongs they did to Israel, Isaiah 52:13 through 53, verse 12. Israel will be perfect in the practice of Torah, Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, and Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 33. All of Israel will be prophets, Joel 3, verses 1 and 2. And the Messiah will be universally recognized, Isaiah 11, verse 10. Thank you for listening to Concept of the Messiah. Shalom.